AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Dr. Anthony Fauci says there is a lot of information to go over from the first reported case of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus in the U.S.
We feel good that this patient not only had mild symptoms, but actually the symptoms appear to be improving.
That case is from California. The federal government could be heading for a temporary shutdown. Republicans in Congress are in line to stall a must-pass funding bill as they force a debate on rolling back the Biden administration's vaccine mandates for some workers. Prosecutors are filing murder and terrorism charges against the Michigan teenager accused of killing four students at his school.
15-year-old Ethan Crumbly was in court a day after the shooting, where a judge ordered him held without bond and transferred to an adult jail facility. Police told the court Crumbly recorded a video the night before talking about killing students, and Oakland County Assistant Prosecutor Mark Keast says
he deliberately brought the handgun that day with the intent to murder as many students as he could.
Prosecutor Karen McDonald, calling the shooting a wake-up call for new gun laws, explains why she filed charges of terrorism.
All the children who ran screaming, hiding under desks. What about all the children at home right now who can't eat and can't sleep?
Police say the boy's parents had been called to the school Tuesday morning because of behavior problems. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Major League Baseball's collective bargaining agreement ran out at midnight. Owners have locked out the players. It's the first baseball work stoppage in about 25 years. It could threaten spring training and opening day. There was a vote by the House committee looking into the January Capitol riot on whether to pursue contempt charges against former Justice Department official Jeremy Clark.
There are 9 ayes and 0 noes.
The motion is agreed to.
Clark refused to answer the committee's questions. He's being given a second chance. This is AP News. In the NBA, the defending champions, the Milwaukee Bucks, have won 8 in a row. Giannis Antetokounmpo got a layup with 2 seconds left to beat the Charlotte Hornets, 125-123.
We're going to be in this situation at least 100, 200, 300 times. So sometimes you're going to miss. Sometimes you're going to make some shots.
Antetokounmpo scored 40 points. A block shot at the buzzer gave the Boston Celtics an 88-87 victory over the Philadelphia 76ers. In the NHL, Austin Matthews' fourth career hat trick lifted the Toronto Maple Leafs to an 8-3 win at home over the Colorado Avalanche.
I mean, I've said it before, this is a really special place to play, and it's fun kind of when the crowd gets going like that and we play as well as we did tonight.
The New York Rangers beat the Philadelphia Flyers 4-1 for their fourth straight win in college basketball last night. Utah Valley State stunned number 12 BYU 72-65 in overtime. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.